We are learning Shmuel Beis. Good morning, everyone. We're going to be completing Perek Yodalid, which is on page 296. And thereafter... That'd be great. Sure. Let's begin just reminding ourselves on Pasuk of Zion. On the very top of page 296, as the Pasuk says, V'yavaldu l'avshalom shloshabanim u'basachas. That Avshalom, as we recall, has went away from his father's palace, and we had Yoav who tried to intervene through the means of a smart woman, and Avshalom is ultimately going to be going to the palace, as we'll see in the end of this parak. And the Pasuk tells us, again in Pasuk of Zion, the very top of page 296, that Avshalom had three sons, Ubas Achas, one daughter, Shema Tamar. He decided to name her Tamar. He hoyse ishifas Mara. And she was beautiful to look upon, as was, as we mentioned already, Avshalom was also a very handsome man, that there was no one more attractive. He did not have a single blemish from head to toe. That is how beautiful and handsome he was, so to his daughter Tamar. And one of the reasons why this is brought down is, why do we need to know how many children he had? So send him a Hallmark card. What do we need this for? So some explain that Avshalom, even though he has been summoned back, as we recall on the previous Pasuk, David said, I do not want to see his face. So he can come, but I don't want to see him. So the Pasuk tells us that not only, apparently, did David not encounter and see his son Avshalom, but sometimes even if you don't get along with your kids, you may not like the kids so much, the grandkids are so cute, you know, may as well visit them. So David didn't even visit his grandchildren either, even though they had nothing to do with the incident of what had unfolded. Nonetheless, he did not have a relationship with them at all, so explains the Abarbanel. With that said, Pasuk Chav Ches, this is where we really are up to. V'yeshev Avshalom b'Yerushalayim shenasayim yom. So Avshalom was sitting there in Yerushalayim for 2 years. And this is in addition to, as someone pointed out last week, the other few years prior of him being separated.
I think that was three.
So he's been away, not seeing his father for about 5 years, right? So he was in Yerushalayim for 2 full years after being summoned by his father he should come to Yerushalayim. However, the pasuk continues, Ufnei HaMelech Lo Ra'ah. Still, he did not see his father. So it's not just, I'm angry, I'm upset, but as time goes by, time heals all wounds. This was apparently not a wound that was healed. And therefore, David still, after all that time it went by, and living in the same city, still did not see his child, which apparently, again, according to the Abarbanel, not even his grandchildren. Pasuk Chav Tes. So Avshalom realized, after 2 years, he can wake up and it'll be 20 years. His father is not interested in getting back together with him. And therefore, V'yishlach Avshalom el Yoav. So Avshalom realized that just sitting back and waiting for his father will not accomplish anything. Therefore, Avshalom decided to be proactive, and he went to Yoav. L'shloach oso el melech, with his message was that he should be able to go and to see the king. Not to see my father. So I don't want to have to see him as my father. At least, maybe I should have the right to be able to go see the king once in a while. V'avol avoela. However, he didn't come to him. Yoav did not want even to encounter himself Avshalom, because he knew that Avshalom's intentions were to meet the king, and ultimately his intentions were to overthrow the king and to rebel against his father, as we'll see next parak shortly. So, v'lo avoilav yinkam, v'yishlach od shenis. So maybe the first time he didn't get my message, I left a message in his answer machine, maybe he got erased, maybe the mail didn't get delivered. That's not what happened. The second time, you know, lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place. Obviously, he's ignoring my phone calls. He's screening my calls. and therefore he is ignoring me. So what am I supposed to do? A mashal. On one hand, my father is not interested in having a relationship with me. Not only that, but Yoav is also not interested in hearing me out. At least hear me out. So what am I going to do? So instead of being proactive with words, my next step is being proactive with violence, with action. Vayomer el avodav, so Avshalom turns to his trusted servants, and he says, Ru'u chelkas Yoav. You can see the chelkas Yoav, chelkas in Mesudas Sion translates as achuzas sada, a field. There was a field which belonged to Yoav. El yadi, which happens to be next to me. We're not next door neighbors as far as our homes are concerned, but our fields make us neighbors. And Yoav is such a powerful person in the army, he doesn't walk around harvesting his field. After all, he probably has a bunch of other people. But if I would be able to burn his field, if I would destroy his field, all of a sudden, the owner of that huge building is all of a sudden going to come down and figure out what's going on. Because it's a catastrophe which is going to want settled. And hopefully, once he comes, I'll be able to talk to him then. It's the only choice that I have. And that's what he did. He did. He said, V'loshom se'orim, there he has barley, which is quite expensive, all the barley that he has in his field. L'chu, why don't you go, v'atzisu ba'esh, and light it up, kindle up all that barley, burn it up with fire. So, did they ask any questions? They're trusty avadim. They did exactly as they were told, v'asisu avdei Avshalom es hachelka ba'esh. So they took the field with some torches, put some torches to it, and burnt it up. So that's what they did. Obviously, again, gives you a little bit of a perspective of what Avshalom is. How could he have done such a thing? Sometimes desperate times, as he probably felt, calls for desperate measures, but nonetheless, this is what he did. V'yakum Yoav, so of course, Yoav finds out that millions of dollars, his field is burning, one of his prize assets is being destroyed. He got up to extinguish it or do something. V'yavo el Avshalom habaisa. So what ended up happening when he went there? He went to Avshalom. Because apparently he went to his field, and it wasn't by accident. Someone destroyed it. There was someone that caused this fire. And there was probably some people that knew about it. And they said, you know, it happens to be that Avshalom was the one that sent his servants to do so. So what did he do? So, V'yavo el Avshalom habaisa. Pasuk Amud Aleph says that he went to Avshalom's house. Why did he go to his house? Obviously, he knew that it was Avshalom that was responsible for having destroyed his property. V'yavo el, and he said, Lama hisisu avadecha es hachelka asher li ba'esh. Why on earth would you have your servants destroy and burn my field, Asher Li, it belongs to me, Ba'esh. Why would you burn up my field of fire? What are you thinking? What are you, crazy? Why would you do such a thing? So, Avshalom probably would say, you know what, I wasn't thinking, I was wrong, let me write you a check, let me give you some cash for having done such a terrible thing. No, we don't find any charata, no regrets. He doesn't say, I'm sorry. But Yomer Avshalom El Yoav, Avshalom turns the tables and uses this time to say the following. Hinei shalachti lecha leimor, I sent to you, saying, but heina v'eshecha oscha el melech, I wanted to be able to go to see the king. Leimor lama ba'asi megisho, after all, why do you think I left the comforts of Gishor? I was in a different place, and you told me to come to your Shalayim. I listened to you. Why would you want me to move from point A to point B? Probably because you were thinking that I would have the opportunity to make amends with my father. I'd be able to have a relationship with David again. And now when I get here for 2 years, I can't get an appointment. So what's going on over here? What choice do I have? You lied to me. You deceived me. You gave me the impression that that I was going to be able to meet my father, and you never did, and you never even wanted to speak to me. Tov li od anisham. It would have been better if I was there. Why should I? What am I doing here? I'm wasting my time. Yatan now, era pnei hamelech. Now, I don't want to wait another minute. I want to see the king. I want to see his face so that it's direct. V'im yesh bi avon behemitani. Very interesting lashon. What he says. He says, if in fact I did an avon, if I did a sin, kill me. In other words, if you think I'm such a bad person, that I don't deserve to see the king, that I deserve to be punished, I deserve to be killed, then kill me. Do whatever punishment I deserve. But I'm standing here as large as life, I'm alive, I'm not getting punished. Apparently I didn't do anything wrong, so then you're not being fair that you're not addressing my request. If we look at the Radak, the very bottom Radak on Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Yimeshvi Avon, Kilo Chinam Harati Amno. He not only does not apologize for his actions of having Amnon killed, Amnon again who was with Tamar in the previous parak. I didn't just do it for no good reason. I had very legitimate reasons to become a vigilante. Ki hu ana es Tamar Chosi, ina es Tamar Chosi. He afflicted and humiliated and caused much pain to my sister. So the Radak is basically saying, I didn't do anything wrong. You think I did something wrong? I did nothing wrong. Not only did I do nothing wrong, I was protecting my sister, which my own father should have protected. It's an interesting lashon. The Radak points out that Tamar, he focuses that it's Tamar Chosi, it's my sister. It also happens to be David's daughter. But he doesn't emphasize that, because to Avshalom, he felt that his father was wrong. Avshalom felt that he did the right thing. If David is not able to step up, I had no choice. If you think I did something wrong, I deserve to die. But I'm not going to be killed. You're not going to punish me. So then let me see the king already. Let me see my father. So that's what he said. And finally, we conclude this parak with Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So what did Yoav do? Right? It's amazing. If you think about just the dialogue before we even see the next pasuk, it's very fascinating. He asks a very simple question. Why on earth did you burn my field up? And all of a sudden he starts talking about, let me see my father. But I guess the between the lines is that Avshalom was basically saying that this is why I did it. You've given me no choice but to destroy your field because I had to get your attention somehow. Right? And this is in the most dramatic fashion, I had to do so. So that's perhaps the answer to the question, albeit not in the most direct way. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'yavu Yoav el HaMelech, so Yoav says to the king, he went to the king, V'yagid lo, he spoke to him, V'yikra el Avshalom. So, what choice did Yoav have? Yoav realized that he had no choice but to have Avshalom stand before the king. So what did he do? V'yavu el Melech. So Avshalom went to the king, to his father. Doesn't say his father, keeps saying the Melech. V'yishtachu lo al apav, and he bowed down to Artsa, to the ground, lifting Hamelech in front of the king. V'yishak Hamelech lo Avshalom. Now it's interesting who kissed who. V'yishak Hamelech lo Avshalom. So the Melech, David, kissed his son Avshalom. So the fact that a person would kiss the king, kiss his hand, that doesn't really mean anything, because that's what everyone does. You're supposed to show respect and honor to the king, so you, with a bent knee, kiss his hand. The very fact that the king turns and is the initiator of that kiss, Yishak HaMelech L'Avshalom, gives the impression that, in fact, David has made him, is completely forgiven of Shalom. The fact that he kisses him and now embraces him, apparently as a son, maybe we can now see and hope that the next parak is only going to be discussing a very close union between David and his son Avshalom, that although for a few years they were not close to one another, hopefully the rest, they're going to be friendly, they're going to love one another, and they'll live very peacefully to one another. But unfortunately, as we will see in a moment, that is not the case.